For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump went to Mississippi to stump for Senator Cindy Hines-Smith, who was appointed to fill out the term of the retired Thad Cochran. He told the crowd it was important to vote to expand the Republicans' narrow majority in the Senate.
A real majority, not a majority of one. Literally, if somebody's sick, it's like we have to postpone votes.
Officials are looking over a suspicious envelope addressed to President Trump, which bears the same date as two resin-tainted letters that were sent to the Pentagon. The Secret Service says the suspicious envelope was intercepted before reaching the White House. They say it's being seriously investigated. The other letters were addressed to the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, and the Chief of Naval Operations. Both letters tested positive for ricin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The white Chicago police officer charged with murdering a black teenager chose to testify in his own defense. Officer Jason Van Dyke said Laquan McDonald had threatened him with a knife and that the shooting was in self-defense.
What happened when you started shooting? What happened to Laquan McDonald when you started shooting?
Eventually he fell to the ground.
Did he ever drop that knife?
No.
A New York Times investigation has found that Donald Trump, who has long portrayed himself as a self-made billionaire, received at least $413 million in today's dollars from his father's real estate empire, Maine Senator Angus King.
There's nothing wrong with inheriting money from your family. The question is, how did it get there, and was it done in such a way as to avoid tax laws in an illegal way? Avoidance of taxes, again, is legal. But the article raises serious questions about the methodology of how the money was transferred.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A man in Oregon is accused of booby-trapping the house he was forced to give up. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A real estate agent who was charged with selling the property after its previous owner, Gregory Rodvelt, was forced to forfeit it as part of a legal case was concerned that it was booby-trapped. Some law enforcement officials responded, and an FBI agent ended up shot in the leg when he triggered one of those booby traps, which they say were all over the house like something out of an Indiana Jones movie. Now Rodvelt is facing charges of assaulting a federal officer, as authorities believe he set up the traps, including spike strips and a hot tub that was set to roll over anyone who set off a tripwire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A hunter in Alaska was treated for life-threatening injuries after a bear that he shot fell on top of him. The Alaska Department of Public Safety said that William McCormick, 28, shot the bear while it was on a ridge near Carter Lake. The bear then fell down the slope, dislodging several rocks, and all of it landed on top of McCormick. A medical helicopter flew out to the scene and transported him to a hospital in Anchorage. According to the Department of Public Safety, the bear was a 200-pound black bear, and McCormick's hunting partner, Zachary Tennyson, was not injured in the incident. McCormick and Tennyson are U.S. Army soldiers stationed near Anchorage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.